The bribe has become an institution in Russia. It was bad under the Soviet Union. Official corruption under President Vladimir Putin has gotten worse. Estimates say corruption has grown so much that many Russians now see bribery as a normal part of everyday life. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
The procedure is well known. You've been stopped by the traffic police, but don't want to go through the Byzantine procedure for paying a fine. So you discreetly fold the equivalent of $15 into your driver's license before handing it over. The traffic police has been notorious since Soviet days, but Russians are bemoaning the fact that these days everyone appears to be on the take. When members of the Vitrogonsky family gather in the kitchen of their central Moscow apartment, they all have stories of official corruption. Alla Vitrogonskaya, a doctor like her husband, says bribery is an inescapable part of life.
You have to give bribes whenever you want anything, a document, an official stamp, anything. It's a rare day when you don't have to pay something to someone. Without a bribe, all doors will be closed to you.
State health care is supposed to be free, but Vitrogonskaya says her diabetic mother has to queue in line at 4 in the morning every month to have a chance of getting limited insulin supplies, while those willing to pay bribes get their prescriptions immediately. Most members of Russia's emerging middle class can afford small bribes, but when it comes to bigger amounts, they often can't compete with the wealthy elite. Vitrogonskaya's son Sasha is a medical student who says many medical school applicants pay thousands of dollars in bribes to pass their entrance exams and continue giving gifts to ensure good grades.
Something wrong can always be found in our tests and reports. To pass, you have to take along at the very least a box of chocolates and a bottle of liquor. You force yourself to smile and hand them over to your professor.
But Vitrogonsky says he doesn't mind bribery. Like some Russian economists, he believes it's a necessary system of paying for services in a country whose population still demands the state provide them free. Vitrogonsky's mother doesn't agree.
We used to be embarrassed and frightened to give bribes. Now it's all in the open. No one is afraid to give or demand bribes. There is no shame.
Transparency International ranks Russia among the most corrupt countries on its Corruption Perception Index, right down at the bottom at 121st out of 163. Businesses have been especially hard hit by bribe takers ranging from fire safety inspectors to financial regulators. Russia's booming oil-fueled economy has emboldened the country's bureaucrats to demand a bigger slice of the pie, something scrap metal billionaire Viktor Makushin says has helped officials become Russia's biggest criminal group.
Officials have amassed huge powers recently. They're the largest threat to business, and you can't turn to the courts because judges are afraid of ruling against the authorities. It's a huge blow to the Russian economy.
While it's impossible to calculate the total amount paid in bribes each year, the think tank Indem estimates businesses pay an annual average of $150,000. Indem President Georgi Sattarov blames bureaucrats' monopoly on power.
President Vladimir Putin's strategy has been to eliminate any public control over the state bureaucracy. It's his attempt to create a vertical power structure, concentrating control in the hands of the Kremlin, that's brought about the growth of corruption.
But some politicians say they are doing something about the worsening situation. Mikhail Grishenkov, who chairs Parliament's Anti-Corruption Committee, praises Russia's recent ratification of the United Nations Anti-Corruption Convention, which he says will help stigmatize bribery in Russia.
Russia's situation requires international control. It's impossible to force our bureaucrats to change any other way. Ratification of the UN Convention was a very important political step forward.
But experts say the authorities aren't really interested in tackling corruption, because the bribe-taking culture that blossomed under the Soviet Union continues to serve them well. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.